This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Healthy and therefore happy is one of our primary jobs here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, medical expert who runs Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. Tell you more about connecting with Dr. Ken as we connect with the news of the week. Among other things, there are a lot of ingredients to this hour, as there are to all the hours that we do here when it comes to your health and well-being. Really think that we are offering a service that is unlike any other on the radio, and thus lots of people every week tune in to listen to what Ken has to say and what Jack has to say about medicine from different perspectives. Ken is interested in evidence, not that Jack isn't, but Ken is somebody who has been through a conventional system and admits to not using much of anything.
I love it when you talk about that.
I don't use anything I learned in school.
No. Well, that doesn't mean I don't use conventional.
No, but you use different things because things are changing.
I just use information that I, because of the new information.
Yeah.
So much of it has come out since I've been in school.
Yeah, right. All right. Let's get caught up on some more of the information that has come out this week in the various journals of medicine. One of the things that has people buzzing is what happens to men in Western culture and what has happened, and what's happening, I guess, present, what has happened, and maybe what will happen in terms of sperm count if you keep your device close to your front pocket, if you know what I mean.
Yes. This is a very important story because sperm counts, Doug, are much more than just fertility. They're a general measure of overall health. Mm-hmm. And this comes out this week in the medical journal Human Reproduction Update, that sperm counts in Western countries, they've more than halved in recent decades. Outside of these countries, however, the decline is not significant. Sperm counts, of course, have implications for fertility, but as I mentioned, low counts have also been associated with increased risk of death. Sperm counts are a general indicator of overall health, and a low count may be a sign we're living in a toxic environment. From 1973 to 2011, which is what this study covered, the results were clear and a little surprising. Men from Europe, North America, Australia, and New Zealand, they had a 52.4% decline in sperm concentration and a 59.3% decline in total sperm count. In contrast, Doug, no significant decline was found in men from Asia, South America, and Africa. So decline in semen quality, it's been previously associated with such things as pesticides, heat, lifestyle factors like diet, smoking, stress, and body mass index. I have a suspicion, and we've reported about this in preliminary studies in the past, that guys putting their cell phones in the pocket is having an effect on sperm counts, and I think processed foods is having an effect on sperm counts.
And fat, the amount of fat there is in foods.
Exactly.
That kind of stuff. So let's carry it one step further, Ken, if we may, talking about devices you put in your pocket. And this may go for any kind of a phone. The old flip phones, they all radiate. This is radiation. They all radiate.
Correct.
And so when you use the phone, this is just me and how I use it. I don't think I've ever seen you on a cell phone.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Well, so I hold,
maybe you haven't seen me speak on it, but I use it quite a bit.
Well, normally when I call you, it's on your cell phone, right?
Correct.
So, yeah. All right. So, anyway, the idea of holding the phone, I put mine on speaker, and I hold it about 4 inches away from my mouth.
Good.
And I discovered by doing that, when the other person is talking, there's a bit of air that flushes out of the speaker that's pointed to the same place as the microphone, so it's pointed at you, so you can feel a little bit of air, and I'm told that's the cooling part. Imagine that this little device has a cooler in it, and so it heats up when there's a voice speaking to it. There's there's movement of energy, and so it cools the machine down, and that's what you can almost hear and feel what comes out of the phone at the same time.
And actually, the highest amount of radiation given off by a cell phone is when it's connected on the phone.
And when it's connected...
When you're on a phone call.
Yes.
And
right.
And the levels are much, much lower when... You're not on a phone call.
Yeah, right. But still don't put it in a pocket next to your heart. Don't carry it next to your head. Don't put
it
in your pants.
If you want to have a family, don't put it in your pants next to your privates. And that's been shown in some small preliminary studies. And I think this whole area needs to be studied a lot further because I think that there is something here and we need to understand it.
Yep. Well, there's all those the waves that are floating all around us for everything. My God, you have no idea when you walk around how it is that the stuff that gets to the radio, for example, those waves. And the waves that come from television, the waves from the various intercommunications that are done by even police back and forth. And
this was a very serious study. It was done as a joint effort between Hebrew University and Mount Sinai in New York City. So this was done well and thoughtful, and there's something here.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Word to the wise is sufficient. Okay, item number two. In this sort of same league, you'll pardon the pun, is the study of players' brains, football players, NFL players' brains. This is a combo, I guess, an amalgamation of brain studies, but it still has the same damning impact, does it not?
Well, Doug, you started beating this drum early, and I know you got pushback, but the momentum is going with you. I want to preface this study by saying this is a biased study. It was only from football players who donated their brains. And when you're donating your brain, you have a suspicion there's something wrong. So I'm going to go over this study, but just realize it is not a randomized study. It's a biased study. But I think it's also very important. This was published this week in the Journal of the American Medical Association, we fondly call JAMA, and what they report is that 99% of former NFL players who donated their brains to science turned out to have the devastating disorder, chronic traumatic encephalopathy. That's CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy, which I'm going to now call CTE. CTE, it's a degenerative brain disease. Evidence of CTE also was found in 91% of the brains donated by college football players, 88% of those from Canadian football players, and a whopping 21% of brains donated by high school players. CTE tends to occur, Doug, in people who experience repetitive brain damage. It shows up at autopsy as abnormal protein clumps and other signs of brain damage. You can't diagnose this yet, unfortunately, when the person's alive, only after death. People with the disorder, they experience problems with thinking and memory, mood disorders, and behavioral problems. Some of the symptoms that can occur include lack of impulse control, aggression, depression, impaired judgment, memory loss, paranoia, confusion, and progressive dementia. I wonder if OJ has any of this. Currently, CTE can only be diagnosed after death. And again, this is a biased study. They only counted donated brains.
Mm-hmm. But it still points in the same direction, and the way it points isn't good.
99%.
So when I tell you, from my perspective, any parent that encourages his youngster to play in the football leagues in high school, even in college, you're irresponsible parents. There's too much information now that leads you. You make your own decisions, but you're making a decision not only for yourself and your own ego, but your children's future. I think people would have a different... This would all come down differently if people looked at it that way, don't you?
Well, it's It's a huge industry with huge passions and emotions. I'm in the one of the epicenters in Florida.
Florida, Texas, Ohio.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a big issue. And I think that you're not ever going to convince people not to play it. I think the solutions are making the game safer, but, you know, that goes counter to a lot of people thinking the game. But this is a big, big public safety issue.
Yeah. All right, food for thought for sure. We'll focus on statins and the news that Ken has found on taking statins in a matter of moments. Now some food for thought.
A new animal study showed mice that consumed a diet containing walnuts, equivalent to about 2.5 ounces per day in humans, had positive shifts in certain factors of sperm quality, an indicator of male fertility. Longevity wellness expert Dr. Michael Roizen.
It's not surprising that the study indicates walnuts may be beneficial to male reproductive health. Similar results were seen in a previous study of healthy young men, real humans, not just mice. But this new study found that mice fed a walnut-rich diet showed a reduction in lipid peroxidation, a process that otherwise damages sperm cells.
Although more research is needed to understand how these findings may impact the human population, Dr. Roizen highlights the benefits of a walnut-rich diet.
Eating a handful of heart-healthy walnuts a day is a delicious way to add important nutrients to your diet, including vitamins, fiber, protein, and good fats like ALA omega-3s. Walnuts are easy to incorporate into your favorite recipes.
For more information, go to walnuts.org.
This week in automotive news, we're in Geneva, Switzerland, test driving the new Mercedes-Benz S-Class. Mercedes introduced a revolutionary new six-cylinder engine. Not technically a hybrid, the engine actually has a 48-volt battery attached, four times the normal battery power, along with a 15-kilowatt electric motor. The gas engine can be powered by the electric motor to start and accelerates with instant power. At freeway speeds, the gas engine can turn off, allowing the electric engine to provide the power. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Don't let a scar steal your spotlight. Use Mederma Advanced Scar Gel, the only once-daily formulated scar care product clinically shown to reduce the appearance of scars. Mederma Advanced Scar Gel from the Mederma family of skincare solutions. Don't miss Amazon Prime Day deals.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spider. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spider is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
This is A Healthier You, and I'm Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute. Should patients be worried about their doctors? Unfortunately, the answer is yes. American doctors face growing constraints on their ability to provide the best treatments possible to their patients. Reams of paperwork and onerous restrictions on what they can prescribe are diverting their attention from what they do best, delivering quality health care to patients. This development is approaching a crisis level in the view of many physicians. Some doctors are already speaking out on the pressures that insurers and others are placing on the medical profession, but the public and even many policymakers are not aware of how bad the situation is. Patients need to tell policymakers that they want to see the doctor-patient relationship kept at the center of American medicine. It is in the interest of all of us to let doctors be doctors. For more details, check out Facebook, Better Healthcare Policy.
All right, so Ken, let's get the lowdown on this study of smokers and what happens when they are screened, their lungs are screened.
Medical Journal Thorax. This month, CT screening, it's now being used, Doug, to evaluate smokers at a high risk of developing lung cancer. And there's been a concern that you might get a normal CT scan and then go and smoke even more. But the good news from this study is that smokers who undergo a CT scan of their lungs, they're more likely to quit than those who do not.
So if you are screened, if you're people who screen are usually worried about something, or are they smart enough to do it as a matter of course? Because lung x-rays are not as common as they used to be.
Well, there's been now approval from a big study that screening frequent smokers with CT scanning is a good idea to prevent lung cancer or get it early. And the concern was that if you had a normal CT scan, you'd go and smoke even more. But that's not the results of this study.
So next time I'm in your office, maybe I need to go in there and get a CAT scan of my lungs. I haven't been done for a long, long time.
Well, you never smoked.
That's true. Thank you. Thank you, and good day. 21 after the hour with Dr. Ken.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus on this hour of Good Day Health. We're continuing to review some of the studies, some of the information, some of the results of a lot of studies. So as Ken is a cardiologist, he practices at Lake Cardiology. And by the way, those of you who want to get close up, close and personal with Ken for a really great exam and a good feeling about what's going on in your body, knowing what's going on, that's why I swear by him, and I bring the people that are closest to me to see him so that I can trust in what knowledge we have, and if there's something that needs to be addressed, we address it. So those of you who want that same thing, the impact is huge when you learn what's going on in your body, and you can find that out by going to Dr. Ken. Phone number for the office is 352-735-1400. That's 352-735-1400 for Dr. Ken in Florida. Cardiologist, you've been on the statin bandwagon, but you have your favorites, and then you have those you don't like, but you've found statins in your experience to be, in terms of cholesterol-lowering drugs, ways to lower cholesterol at the top. There are a lot of people who say it doesn't make a difference with your cholesterol number.
Well, I have found them to be life-prolonging and heart attack-preventing and stroke-preventing medications. And cardiologists actually use them a lot more to lower inflammation in the circulation, stabilizing plaque so it doesn't rupture to cause heart attack and stroke. And this is out of the Annals of Internal Medicine this week, Doug, because anyone in medicine, any physician, any provider, nurse practitioner, physician's assistant who prescribes statins knows that many people will stop them. There's so much statin propaganda out there on the internet.
Statin static.
But stopping a cholesterol-lowering drug because of muscle ache or stomach ache, Doug, the news this week is it can be dangerous in the long run. People who stop taking statins after reporting a side effect are 13% more likely to die or have a heart attack or stroke over the next 4 years than people who keep taking the drugs. These are the facts, not the propaganda. Despite the overwhelming evidence in favor of statins, a quarter to a half of all patients stop taking the drugs within 6 months to a year, and this is definitely my experience. Anyone who prescribes knows this. It's important to tell your doctor. Here's my advice. It's important that you tell your doctor about any possible side effects from statins, because there may be other options. There are many different generic statins now that can be tried. The good news is if you can't tolerate one statin, you may be able to tolerate another. Crestor and Lipitor are the most effective and expensive. Now they're both in excellent generics that are not very expensive. I had a patient just this week for $18, got 3 months of generic Crestor rosuvastatin just this week. Alternatively, your doctor may try giving a smaller dose of the statin. I find that especially for rosuvastatin or Crestor, you know, if you take it every other day at first, that may be an effective way to get used to it. But don't do this on your own. Talk to your doctor. Doctors do sometimes have to take people off of statins. This is depending on the severity of the side effects, the person's risk of cardiovascular disease, and there are other factors. But if anything comes up, do talk to your doctor. Don't just say, oh, I hate it. And when you read about statins on the internet, there's plenty of statin propaganda. They'll tell you about the risk of taking it, but they won't tell you about your personalized risk of not taking it, which is so important.
Mm-hmm. I have tried those, the homeopathic sort of statins, red rice yeast and red yeast rice, and that seems to have done. I mean, now I'm down to, I think, under 180 or something.
The only issue with red yeast rice, and I used to think that that was a statin, the FDA a couple of years ago told the manufacturers to get the statin out of red yeast rice, and now we don't know what's in red yeast rice.
All right. Word to the wise, lots of info, continues with Dr. Ken here on Good Day Health. The Wave Moisture Control Unit. Dump the misty crawl space mess in your house if you're tired of dehumidifiers with buckets of water to empty that costs you a lot, like $100 a month to run. It circulates the same unhealthy air all the time. The Wave Moisture Control Unit fixes all that. It's maintenance free. Costs just pennies a day to run. It expels radon, toxins, and other pollutants. It has a moisture control unit to improve the indoor air quality. A one-year money-back guarantee with The Wave. Ask about The Wave's complete indoor air quality package. Go to dryair123.com, dryair123.com, or call for the information, 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-9283.
Ride The Wave. Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
We parents hear our kids say lots of things that can get us pretty worked up. Things like,
look, Mom, no hands.
And,
ouch, that hurts.
Look, you'll never completely stop worrying about your kids. But you can breathe a little easier with free or low-cost health insurance through Medicaid and CHIP programs in your state. The truth is, they're covering more kids and teens than ever before. So even if you've applied in the past, even if you don't qualify, your kids can now be eligible for regular doctor and dentist visits, prescriptions, and more. So the next time you hear,
ooh, I don't feel so good.
Relax. Your kids can be covered.
Get us kids covered today. Families of four earning up to $49,200 a year or more may qualify. Just go to insurekidsnow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. That's 1-877-543-7669. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now, 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
The famous moments from this program over the years. Dr. Ken Kronhaus has been part of the Good Day program for quite a long time. He's here because he helps you perform better, feel better, think better about yourself and your physical feeling. One of the top cardiologists in the country. Happy to have him here with a way to facilitate you being in better shape and thinking about some of the other things that are going on in the world of medicine. I thought it was interesting, Ken, to note that the poison control centers have reported a 50% increase in calls about supplements in the last year or so. More yes. of the calls are related to incidents affecting children under the age of six. Why would you be giving, unless they're actually, I don't want to say prescribed, but that's just bad parenting. Give your children things that mostly are not. These things the minerals and the herbs and the vitamins and stuff are for adults, not for kids.
Right. I saw this study, and what I think they're picking up on, and I talk to ER docs, I hear them talk about this all the time. I think that, look in your house, there's just so many more supplements. And the kids see them as candy, and they're just going at them. They're not taking them as prescribed. They're taking them inappropriately.
You put them in a place where the kids can't get at them.
That's the problem, yes. That's what's going on.
No common sense whatsoever. I bet I have 100 bottles of...
And when your grandson comes, I hope they're high up on
way. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Exactly, but that's what's happening.
Yeah, okay, so that's good to clarify that. So the continuing focus... on the business of fat around your belly, you were having that conversation about being, the 34 inch waist and the being 5'8" or whatever it is.
5'9".
5'9". I'm 5'8", so we're both in the same ballpark, more or less.
Yes.
This is called abdominal adiposity. Is that right? ADIPOSITY. Am I looking in the right?
That's the most common reason why you become. It's called being overfat.
Overfat.
And it's just having too much fat in the wrong place. And the most common and most concerning is the one that you're describing. It's just too much fat in the belly.
Yeah.
And the problem with this is that you can have a normal weight on the scale. You can have a normal body mass index, BMI, but you can be over fat. And that will set you up for heart attacks, strokes, high blood pressure, even cancer.
Yep, get rid of it.
And the way you figure it is you want your waist to be not more than 50% of your height, and all of this is in inches.
Yep. All right. You sent me something about wheat that was pretty compelling. There is a lot of focus on grains. When you talk about the best way to stay healthy, you say there are five wholesome grains that people should be eating. And I think there's controversy about wheat. I suppose they have a gluten allergy. That's a wheat allergy. I wonder about wheat germ and the oil, wheat germ oil, all of these things that come about. There was a documentary that basically focuses on how devastating wheat is on our health. So do we say that just about wheat, or do we say it about all grains?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm a big fan of whole grains, but I had this pitch to me this week from someone who apparently has done some research in this area and wanted to be a guest. And that's what I sent to you. Mm. And I didn't know whether they knew more than everybody else or that it was just, a bunch of not wheat but baloney. And I was hoping that you, being really an incredibly experienced person in this field, would help enlighten us.
Well, I think that... what Ken's referring to is my being an agrarian, an agriculturalist, if you will, a farmer. I'm curious about all forms of farming. Certainly the type of thing that I do doesn't have anything to do specifically with wheat, although we do feed the cows bread.
But you talk about getting back to as close to the ground as you can,
right?
Natural food, and I think that is so important. And I didn't know whether the person who wrote this book had a point or they were in the weeds.
The book that Ken's talking about is called What's with Wheat? And this is, and then there's a documentary that follows the book that focuses on wheat crops. And if you're out in the Midwest, you're in the grain zone, or in Alberta, Saskatchewan, and Canada, there are miles. You can drive for tens, if not hundreds of miles in the areas that are off the beaten path and see just thousands, tens of thousands of acres of wheat being grown because it's important to food. It's also used a lot in cosmetics, which I bet a lot of people don't know. And it has, in whatever the ingredients are, in modern wheat, it's sort of addictive. And that's one of the reasons I think when you go, I fall into this trap. The other night we had some soup, and I had a roll that was made from wheat, and I have a gluten allergy, and an hour after I have the roll, and I know it. But yet I love these rolls, and I try to stay away from them because I'm trying to be conscious of what you were saying a few minutes ago about the 34-inch waist and not wanting that to get. I want to move it up so that I have a bigger chest and not so much in my stomach. And so,
is it the natural wheat that's addictive, or is it something they put in it that's addictive?
No, this the way. Here we are again, back in Monsantoville, and what people are not realizing is how insidious this whole thing with Monsanto is. It isn't just about Roundup and corn. Corn is an example. Wheat is an example. Soy is an example. All the big grains, or all the important foodstuffs. The seeds are controlled. The production of the seed, the selling of the seed, is controlled by Monsanto or Dow. And yeah, they put things in this to make it grow bigger and faster. And this is what we're running up against. So the wheat of today, Ken, is not your grandfather's wheat. That's basically the bottom line. And that's, you know, kind of what you need to know. The rate of celiac disease and gluten sensitivity is based on how, and yeah, you could probably say this for peanuts, too, because they're controlling everything. People do not understand how insidious this company is and how it's inveigled itself into food production in pretty much every layer in every country in the world. And they've modified the seeds so that it grows faster and bigger and you got more, but more doesn't mean better. So if that's what you were looking for in my interpretation of this, you got it. That's the bottom line when it comes to wheat and the problems with it.
Yeah. So where do we find good wheat?
I think that's a challenge. I don't know that you're going to find. I know in the world of corn that I, not only for sweet corn, for the farmers' markets and that sort of thing, but the cows eat what we call cow corn, silage corn, and I go, you have to find open pollinated seed. That is seed that has not been touched or maneuvered, if you will. And that's hard. It's harder and harder to find. So if you can find some original wheat seeds, they have to exist somewhere.
Wow.
But where is a good question, because it's very hard to find. So I'm pretty positive about my life and what's going on in the world. But, man, when I look at this stuff, I'm not positive. It'll get you bigger. Yeah, absolutely. More and more and more. You can grow tons more wheat and corn and soybeans using these Monsanto tools, but at the end of the day, what kind of health? You maybe feed people say, well, we've got to feed the world and we need to grow more and sell more and more profit. Yeah, yeah, but what are you growing and what are you selling? And what's the outcome of eating this crap at the end of the day? And that's your question, and that's the right question. And so the wheat stuff today, eat at your own risk. You do. Yeah, pretty much, but that's the bottom line. All right, so let's talk about staying healthy using performance-enhancing veggies, non-GMO beets that are grown for super beets. This is a vegetable that delivers dietary nitrates. What do they do? Why do we need this, Ken?
Sounds really wonderful. The Nobel Prize in 1998 was given for a discovery in 1988 of nitric oxide, a third important gas. If you went to school before this time, you've never even heard about it, but it's so important that it got the Nobel Prize, and you must continuously make nitric oxide in your body or your body won't function properly. We all remember how the red blood cells carry the oxygen from head to toe. There are these 60,000 miles of circulatory pathways that the red blood cells have to get through. And like a garage door opener, the red blood cell has to signal the blood vessels to open up, to let them in. And the way the blood vessels react is by being squirted with this nitric oxide. And your body needs to continuously remake nitric oxide, so you need the building blocks. The way to get these building blocks of nitric oxide is from beets, but you'd have to eat a truckload, and it's very hard. So this Neogenes company, put together with the help of a physiologist at Baylor University, they make two products. Super Beets, which gives you a big boost of nitric oxide, avoiding those caffeinated high-energy drinks if you want to work out or you get a little bit of fatigue mid-afternoon, can't get that nap. Super Beats is a wonderful way to get a boost, a big jolt of nitric oxide. And then you need a maintenance level, your tank of nitric oxide in your body. Get those saliva test strips from Neogenes. Test it. If it's not nice and pink, meaning you have good nitric oxide levels, get their Neo 40 product. This helps you get the tank level up in your body so you can continuously make nitric oxide. Your blood pressure will be good. You'll feel nice and energetic. Your body from head to toe will communicate properly, because this also is a signaling molecule in the body. You need nitric oxide, and there's a wonderful natural way to get it.
I could listen to Ken all day long talking about the value and the virtue of Super Beats. We've been talking about them here in this program for 3 years. This is the top of the line. This is the best. Call 800-655-4183 for Super Beats. 800-655-4183.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the attack on Pearl Harbor and what was going through his mind as he laid in a ditch avoiding Japanese aircraft.
I'm not sure how long we were in the ditch, but as I sat there, I've been asked, you know, what my thoughts were at that time, and I guess my most vivid memory is, God, please don't let me die in this ditch.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Have you heard about performance-enhancing veggies that help boost your circulation, your energy, your stamina? They exist, and at the top of the list are beets, loaded with vegetable dietary nitrates that boost nitric oxide levels in your body for more energy, more stamina. There's no fake energy drink here. We're talking about Super Beets. Super Beets, exciting information from the folks who created this wonderful... Actually, Mother Nature created Super Beets. Yeah, grow them, come from non-GMO beets. They're cooked, they're dried lightly, and then they're powdered, so the dietary nitrates are protected, getting the blood to your muscles, to your brain. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Super Beets. DougLikesBeets.com, good place to start, or 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183, or order Super Beets at DougLikesBeats.com. All right, Good Day Health, Dr. Ken Kronos, Doug Steffen. I was reading a magazine the other day on the plane, and the headline in the magazine is 7 years of conventional medical training, this is written by a doctor, made me highly effective in the ER, but short on preventative wisdom and gentler therapies. Maybe homeopathy was it. This is entitled, the article is about homeopathy and whether it works or it doesn't work. But I wonder, you know, thinking about what you've said about what you learned in school, you're good at one thing, but don't you have to be good doctors at all kinds of things when it comes to the body?
Yes, as professionals, we have to continuously retrain ourselves, re-educate ourselves. I have evolved into a cardiovascular preventionist. Mm-hmm. And when I was at the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine and Medical School, 1970s to early 80s, that didn't even exist.
Mm-hmm.
And now there are departments in cardiology sections at Penn, at Harvard, at Stanford, but they didn't even exist back when I was a student. So you have to educate yourself.
Yeah. Well, there are a lot of different things around in the marketplace. But your body is complicated, and so are sometimes the fixes for things when they go haywire. It's not a simple take an aspirin, go to bed, and call me in the morning. Not that it ever was, but certainly not these days. Food for thought. Dr. Ken Kronos. Good Day Health Time is 10 before the hour.
great president once said, the 9 most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help. Adequacy of loss absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money. Well, they can't steal your gold and silver that you fully control. You can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key, where you can hide it, where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Past the hour now, as we continue our adventure learning about our health and our bodies, Dr. Ken Kronhaus with some more information as he regularly checks all of the journals of medicine so you can understand what the studies are saying. He sort of simplifies them, because there are a lot of simple people who need simple explanations, right? I'm one of them. I don't want a lot of gobbledygook. Bring me to the bottom line. So there are a number of things this week, it looks like, Ken, that you've studied.
Lots.
That focus on fat people, obesity, how to lose weight, that sort of thing. So let's start with that study that finds that we are, I don't know, this is news. Doesn't everybody know we have an over-fat, is it a pandemic? Is it that bad? I guess
it is.
Well,
it's how we describe over-fat. You know, we've been thinking about looking at the scale. You know, 10, 20 years ago, that's what we did. Now we look at this thing called BMI, since Obamacare, Body Mass Index. And the newest idea is this over-fat index. And what you want to do is know your waist and your height. And if your waist is more than half of your height, you're over fat. And this means you can hide fat throughout the body and you can be at normal weight, normal BMI. And this fat, especially in the belly, can be very dangerous, and it can lead to heart attacks, strokes, diabetes. So even with a normal BMI and weight, you can have a problem.
All right. So let's practically do the math.
here, and I won't take Victoria and Carol. I'll take myself, because I don't want them. They both have beautiful bodies, and I will not focus on them. I'm 5'8", and my waist is 34. So how do we...
Well, how many inches would that be? So that would be 58.
34 inches.
That would be
68. Would be 68 inches.
68
right.
inches.
Yeah.
So you're
my
right
waist
there.
Is exactly half.
Right. So you're not
head.
Over half. So you're not over fat, and you're not among the 90% of adult men in America and half of the females and children who are over fat.
Hmm. Over fat. That's a new term. I don't remember
That's
hearing
correct.
That term before.
I'm bringing you the newest.
The newest term. Over fat. There we go. I'm going to hold on to that one. All right. Next item has to do with sort of the same thing, obesity. And as we tend to always think in terms of ourselves, but in this case, it's not just about America and Americans. But we are the fattest, apparently, right? Of
we
all
are
the fatties
fattest,
in the world?
Yeah. We're the fattest. The Americans and the Chinese have the highest number of obese adults.
Chinese? Really?
Yes. In this
they
study,
become westernized quickly. We fix them. Right?
Abundance of energy-dense food and lack of exercise.
Yeah. The Chinese, most Asians are very slim.
Exactly. Okay. I was surprised also, but this is New England Journal of Medicine this morning.
Huh. So the Chinese are becoming fat. Let me get at them one way or another. Okay. Next item, the way to get away from being over fat or obese is to have a good breakfast, it looks like.
Journal of Nutrition this month. Doug, making breakfast your biggest meal of the day may be key to a healthier weight. This was a 7-year study. It reveals that not skipping breakfast and having a larger meal at breakfast time, it was associated with a decrease in body mass index. So a large breakfast suggests a person is less likely to snack between meals and to stick to a proper meal plan.
I eat all morning. While I'm on the air, I eat fruit and yogurt all through the course of the morning, and then I'll have what amounts to a breakfast at about noontime, and then don't eat again until the end of the day.
And that's why you're not...
Well, but the definition of a big breakfast, some people, they go to IHOP and they have 3 waffles. That's a big breakfast.
That's not the best choice. They're over fat.
Yeah, right, okay.
So and you're not.
Eating healthy stuff. That's it. I don't want to be preachy. You make your own choices.
A lot of healthy stuff at the beginning of the day.
Yeah. All right, good. There's a word to the wise. All right, as far as your health is concerned, Ken's got the underscore when it comes to keeping blood flowing through your body to make your body healthy as it can be. Super Beast, the answer. How's it work?
Absolutely. This is Nobel Prize winning research. 1998, got the Nobel Prize. Nitric oxide, the third important gas in the body. Your body needs to continuously make nitric oxide. The red blood cells carry oxygen, and they also carry nitric oxide. And they release the nitric oxide first to help the blood vessels open up to let the oxygen through. You need the building blocks, and Neo40 is one way to get it, and the Super Beats is to get a big boost of nitric oxide. Avoid those high caffeinated beverages and that midday slack.
800-655-4183. Get your first order, including a 30-day supply free of Super Beats at 800-655-4183. So says Dr. Ken.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.